Because Jesus was not one who spoke of the flesh. He spoke of the oneness, the connectedness of all of us, excluded no one. And always remember that as you practice being Christ-like. There is no one to exclude, no one. Not in the kingdom of heaven. So forgiveness means taking a look at your past, recapitulating, as I spoke about earlier, if you will, and deciding that you have no enemies. Just the absence of the possibility of any enemies being in your life. And everyone, and you might want to make a list of, or you might want to go through all of the people who have harmed you in any way. The parents who behaved in the ways that they did, the children who don't respect you, the spouse who walked out on you, the person who borrowed money from you and has never paid it back, the person who sued you and you had put you through all of those kinds, all of that, whatever you do. And I've told the story before of a time in my life when I had a lawsuit imposed upon me for the only time in my life by a woman who had spent 15 years in a mental institution and who decided that what I had written about and spoken about on the radio was the cause of her mental illness. And she got an attorney to take that case. And it was thrown out in what they call a summary judgment, and they appealed the summary judgment. So they continued to keep this wound festering. And I spent a couple of years being concerned about my reputation. It was before I really stopped caring about things like that. This goes back 20 or so years. Now, if somebody wants to say that I was the cause of the mental illness, I'll say, well, I'm listening to that. Yeah. That's an interesting point of view. I never thought of that before. Maybe I did. And also, when you turn 60, you stop caring what other people think anyway, I think. But at any rate, I carried that around, and I hired an attorney, and I spent a lot of money, and I was angry at this particular person for doing all of this and so on. And then I remember in a meditation just saying, I'm through with all of this. I called my attorney. I said, I'm not paying any more money for this. I'm not giving it any more energy whatsoever. None. I refuse to participate in it. I'll just ignore it. And they can make all the threats they want. They can say anything they want. It's an absurdity, and I won't play the game anymore. And I then started in my meditations to surround this particular person with love. Just as much light and love as I could possibly get to this person. And I did it in the morning, I did it in the afternoon, I did it in the evening. And I tried to imagine with some compassion that I didn't have before what it must be like to live in a mental institution for 15 years. And how terrible and awful that was. Instead of being thinking about me and what was happening to me, I began to put love toward this person. And I had flowers sent to her. And I sent some books. And on the third day after I started practicing this, the lawsuit was dropped. So it was again one of those lessons. Everything I think that I go through in my life is always a lesson. And almost every struggle that I've ever gone through has taught me to be a little less blaming, a little more forgiving, a little more compassionate, a little kinder, always. It seems to work that way. So now when those crappy things start showing up in my life, I just stop telling myself that this shouldn't be happening, and I go into that place where I say, what's the lesson here? What do I have to learn? And I can help it to go away and attract into my life something different. Forgiveness is the essence of higher consciousness and spirituality. If you want to understand, there are no justified resentments. That's the $1,000 level. No blame, total responsibility, no guilt, no I deserved this, just no blame. I'll take it all on. It's all mine. I own every bit of it. And remember, everything that you consider to be a problem in your life is really just an illusion. If I could just take you in this moment and put you into a coma for a day or so, in that day, when you couldn't think, all of your problems would disappear.